Government has issued a final warning to encroachers on land acquired for the construction of 10,000 affordable housing units at Nsakina in the Greater Accra region to desist from the practice. Deputy Water Resources Works and Housing Minister Samson Ahi gave the warning during a visit to the site. He said all illegal structures will be demolished next month. He emphasized that individual interests cannot supersede that of the state and warned that the ministry will not spare any municipal assembly staff who engages in illegal sale of government-acquired lands. Irab Napaha and Esther Domako were with the deputy minister on his visit.
Government, in its Better Ghana agenda, prioritized Ghana's social housing deficit, which currently stands at 1.7 million units. This indicates that a minimum of 170,000 housing units would have to be built annually, spreading over a 10-year period. This influenced the purchase of lands across the country to address the problem. However, the issue of encroachment, among other things, continued to be a setback of the target. One of such problems is the encroachment of government lands at Nsakina in the Greater Accra region. A visit to the site showed the springing up of new structures on the land. Deputy Water Resources Works and Housing Minister Samson Ahi spoke on what the ministry intends to do to stop what he called total disrespect for law and order.
Encroachers have started illegally constructing houses without the respect to. We are sending signals, warning to the encroachers. In Ghana today, we take the laws into our own hands. We do whatever we want. If we don't heed to what we are telling them, they can be assured that the interest of the state will be protected. We should introduce sanity. We should respect ourselves. We cannot enact laws and we blatantly violate them. Otherwise, one day, all of us will not be happy.
Head of Developers of the land, Angu Resource Ghana Limited, said land gas and other unlawful activities in the area is preventing the company from beginning the project. Head of operations for the company, Christine Datsun, appealed for government intervention.
The challenge is encroachment on the land. This land is a land bank, and we want you to really throw it out there, put it out there, that this land was acquired by Agro Resources. You're to get the support of your office to bring it out there. Anybody else's interest in the land is subsumed by the fear.
Though the Gawet Municipal Assembly pledged their support, they taxed the construction company to start the project immediately, since their presence would deter prospective encroachers.
Irabna Fahand, Esther Dumako filed that report.